Today's Shir Mishab Riyomi is Simon Tuf Nun Hey. We are up to the Din Mayim She Lanu that was left out overnight. Ein Lashin Ella B'Mayim She Lanu. You're not allowed to knead the dough, meaning the flour has to be mixed with water that was Lanu, that overnight hung out. What does that mean? That the water slept overnight, hung out overnight. So we'll look at the Mishnah Brura. Ein Lashin Bein Matzos Mitzvah Bein Shar Matzos. This is a halacha not only to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but also any matzah, meaning this is a halacha that relates to a chshash of chimutz, of it being chametz. So it's not just in terms of being yotze the mitzvah of matzah. And just go on a second in the Shulchan Aruch. Bein Sheheim Me Boros, whether we're talking about water in the wells, Boros, Umainos, or waters from springs, Bein Sheheim Me Naros, or waters from a river. V'shoavin osam miba'od yom, and they scoop out the water from these water bodies when it's still day. Samuch, the Rama adds, lebein hashmashos, close to bein hashmashos. Or, Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, oh, bein hashmashos, or bein hashmashos itself, it should be taken out. That's what has to be done. And then it's supposed to, when you take it out and put it into your kli, it has to now rest overnight. It has to stay in that kli overnight before you can go ahead and use it for matzah. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, what this is all based on. Ela b'mayim shelanu, haynu lina b'kli, it means that it has to be in a kli overnight, la'acha shivasan, after it is taken out of its water body. It has to be placed in a kli, something like this. It has to be detached from its source, put in a kli, and then in that kli, it has to go ahead and hang out there overnight. Vatam, what's the reason? Kasav Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Where does he say this? In the Gemara, Amembezav and Aleph, Dibra Maschil Shalanu, Shahamainois Bimei Nisan Eim Cham. The springs during Nisan were Cham, were hot. Mipnei, Shahachama Holeches Beosozman Bishipule Rakia. Because the sun at that time of the year is closer to the earth, Samuch Aretz, and therefore it's Mechamemes Hamainois. It's going to get heated up by the close sun. There's a concern for the water in these springs and wells, etc. V'yesh mefarshim mipnei shebalayla. Others say no, because at night hachama mahaleches lemata me'akarka. The reason is because again we want you detaching it before night, so that it's sleeping overnight in a kli detached from its well or spring. The pshat is that at night the chama is mahaleches lemata me'akarka. The chama is below the ground. And the springs are warmer at night than they are by day. And therefore, for either of these reasons, and the Rishonim have a slew of other pshatim, for either of these reasons, therefore the Chachamim asered l'shtamesh bahem, to use these waters, l'tzorech lisha, for kneading, tekef kishiyotim b'naretz, as soon as you take it out of the ground. Meaning you have to take it out of the ground, take it out of the well, take it out of the spring, take it out of the naros, and put it in a kli, but don't put it directly into the kli with flour. You can't put it and mix it with the flour until the next morning. But what's the reason? It's like going ahead and kneading flour with hot water, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to go and knead with that. We'll see coming up in Sif Gimel, because it's going to be memaher l'chametz. If it's hot water will go ahead and leaven much quicker. Ad sheyamdu bekelim. So what you have to do is, you have to have it hanging out in its kli, the yitzdanu, and it will then cool off overnight. Mechamim asan, from its water, from its heat, from the fact that this water has heat. V'shir amidasan bekelim, and the exact amount of time that it has to actually be in the kli overnight. Uzman shivasan, and when it has to exactly be scooped out and detached minaber from the well. Yisbar Lakame, we'll see and explain momentarily coming up. Again, we sort of saw it in the Shulchan Aruch, but now we'll see it spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. So, Sifkat and Gimel, Bein Shehein Mei Naros. Now, the big question is, I understand wells and springs, because that is water that, you know, you have the heat. We're saying the heat of the springs and the wells are hotter or whatever, and maybe even hotter at night. But what about the water from the Naros, from the rivers? That's warmer at night than by day. Like, what's going on? So, he says as follows. Bein Shehein Meinaros, Even though this is not coming out from the springs and from the ground, and therefore the two reasons that we're giving don't apply. We should be machmir even with river water, because it gets hit with the heat of the sun by day, and it gets a little warmed up. Other mefarshim actually explain that it's a low plug. If we go ahead and the stam amaretz, the stam person, might think, if I could take immediately from the rivers and put it into the flour, then I could do that from the wells as well. And therefore, some mefarshim explain that it's a low plug. No distinction was made between main naharos and boros and mayanos. Anyway, the Rama says, when should it be taken out from the well or from the river or from the spring? Some close to Benesh Mashos. Why? Because really, the best time, the most fitting time to take it out of the water, when? The best fitting time to do it is l'shavan, to go ahead and scoop it out of the water. Water body Benesh Mashos Mamish. The best time to take it from the well, the water, is actually Benesh Mashos. However, okay, we're going to see this not so posh. But that's the best time. Why? Why is Benesh Mashos the best time? Because the water should cool off a shtickel while it's still attached in the Yud Bei Shavuos Bayom. In other words, since by day it's cooler in the well than by night. So therefore, let it be in the well 12 hours by day. Yichap. And therefore you have it in the well all day. Shamainos Sainanim Bayom, because the minos are cooler by day. And then when you take it out during Benesh Mashos, the water, put in a kli, you'll have it then for Yud Bei Shos, Ba'avir Balayla. Then you'll have it just in the air, meaning it detached in your kli, for another 12 hours at night. So that will give you the maximum time of cooling off. Because you have, if you take it out by day, in the middle of the day, so then you had it in the well the whole night before, and only half a day. This way, if you take it out Benesh Mashos, you had it in the well for the whole day, and you have it now for a full night afterwards, detached from the water. That will give you maximum time, 12 hours in the well or the spring when it's cooler, and then the full 12 hours, again, I'm talking about Shalos Manios, at night. The day and the night are pretty close at Nisan. Not like, different times like the winter and the summer, So that would be ideal. So the ideal time to take it out of the different bodies of water would be at Benesh Mashos, but since you can't get the exact time of Benesh Mashos, it's okay to go ahead and close to sunset, close to Shkia, that's when you should take it out. And you shouldn't be making lechatchila l'shov harbi v'yom. You shouldn't be making lechatchila to go ahead and scoop out the water much earlier in the day. Should be close to Benesh Mashos. And for sure, you shouldn't go ahead and postpone going ahead and drawing the water out achar knisas halayla, after the night already began, because once the night begins, then it's a warmer well, or a warmer spring, or a warmer nahar, but it's going to be warmer. So you don't want to go ahead and wait by night at all to take it out, the chatchila. Right? As he says, however, b'di'eved, if it was drawn out much earlier in the day, ain lahachmir. You don't have to be machmir. You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you could still go ahead and knead with this dough lechatchila if you had a linas alayla, achar linas alayla. In other words, let's say you took out the water at 12 in the afternoon and then you had it staying in your kli and throughout the whole night, that would still be okay lechatchila to use that water for kneading. You shouldn't do it that way, but if you did, you could use it. That's what he says. Vayim the ber halacha, he says, check out the ber halacha, v'chein, in she'avan, balayla kodem chatzos. What happens if you unfortunately didn't do what you were supposed to do, and it's already nighttime and you didn't draw the water out of the well? So what could you do? He says, im shavan balayla. He did it at night, but it was still kodem chatzos. Then mutter laloish behem lemachar lechatchila. Then he says, also in that situation, if you keep it overnight in the kli, the next day you could go ahead and knead with that water lechatchila. Meaning, you do not have to go ahead and wait for the next day or whatever. But he says, but in such a situation, you should still wait 12 hours So it goes like this. Let's say you took it out, he's saying, at 11:45 at 12 o'clock at night, which you shouldn't have done. So you took it out of the well then. Now you have it in your kli. She says, in that situation, you could use the chalchila, but you should wait 12 hours, meaning till midday, to have the water outside of its body of water for a good 12 hours. That's what he said. Then he goes, Shibif Sifkat on hay, O Bein HaShmashos, or he can take it out during Bein HaShmashos, Kedei Sheyavor Alamayim, Laila Shlema, so that you'll have a full night, B'Tlisha Min HaMechuba. You'll have a full night of this water being detached from its, you know, karka, from the well, from the spring. And then he says, Ubein HaShmashos Hu, when is Bein HaShmashos? It's from after sunset ad Seisa Kochavim, until Seisa Kochavim, which happens to be a major machlokes between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Gra. When exactly, what do we mean by sunset, and what do we mean by Seisa Kochavim? Like, it's not necessarily astronomical sunset as we know it. Big machlokes between the Gra and Rebbeinu Tam. Uvayom amunan yoyser tov lahaktim melachar. And he said, on a cloudy day, it's better to go ahead and make sure to take it a little earlier than later. What's the issue with a Yom HaMunan? Because then you don't really have a real clear vision of when Bein HaShmashos is, unless, of course, you have Maizmanim and you have a calendar in your pocket. Okay, which is probably what we have today, so don't worry about that. Let's move right there. Back in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein lashin behen ad sheyavor halayla kula. You should not go ahead and do any of this kneading until a full night has passed. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Vav, Halayla Kula, Uvishas Hadchak, he says, you know, you should wait a full night. He says, however, Vishas Hadchak, Yesh Lahakil, Lalush Bahem Achar Amud HaShachar. He says, you would be able, Vishas Hadchak, to right after Amud HaShachar, knead with that water, Afal Pishalo Amdu Yud Bez Shos, even though 12 hours have not passed. Meaning, let's say, you have a situation where you didn't go ahead and draw the water 12 hours before Alos HaShachar. You did it like when it was already nighttime, but you weren't supposed to, but you did it. And now, for whatever reason, the only time you could, you know, do the kneading and the baking is right after Alos HaShachar. For whatever reason, whatever crazy Shas HaDchak situation there is, the factories will close, the workers go home, whoever knows what the situation is. So in that situation, as long as you had it detached from the well before Chatzos, and it stayed in that kli until after Alos HaShachar, so then Shas HaDchak, you could use that water for the kneading of Zido. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says, the you can go ahead and do one drawing of the water for many, many days. One nice big scoop for the next 3 months, and then you're good. The im hazman cham. Now what happens if it's the time of the year in your particular location, it's nice and hot. Yanichem b'martev shukar. So then, you should not go ahead and leave the water outside, ador. Rather, you put it in your martef. What's a martef? It's the cellar. V'im hazman kar. And if it's a cold spell outside, yanichem ba'avir. Then, you don't bring it in the martef, you keep it outside. Ki ha-martef hu cham. Because then the martef is going to be cham. Right? But it's like saying, this is where it should be, because it's cooler outside than it is inside. And what you have to do, if you're keeping it outside, you can't keep it outside by day. You keep it outside at night. So you have to get up early and bring it into the bayis, into the house, before the sun comes out. And even on a cloudy day, and you may think, oh, it's a cloudy day, I can leave it outside. No, because you still have a sun issue. You know, they get interspersed, okay, between the clouds and things like that. Okay, so let's look back there. Mishnah Brura Sifkaton Zayin Yanichem B'Martev Shehu Kar, meaning if it's hot outside, you put it in the cellar, which is cool. If Ein Lo Martev, he doesn't have a cellar, he doesn't have a basement. Yanichem B'Sol Abayis, he can put it in his house. But Dafke B'Cheder She'ein Masikim Bo. But you should make sure not to put it in the room that has an oven that's fire or a fireplace where it's hot. Sifkaton Ches Ki Yamartev Hu Cham. By the way, we mean the same thing. Like if you have a very warm room from the heater, okay. Doesn't necessarily mean a fire. You could have like one of these air conditioned heaters that make it very hot. And he says, "Ki amartuf hu cham v'memid v'martev." Oh, b'bayis shemasikim bo. And if in the end of the day he did go ahead and keep it in the martev or a room that was heated up, so we'll see coming up what the situation will be. B'diyevin. Again, in the winter we say you're not supposed to go ahead and put it in a martev or in a bayis that is being heated, or like you're in a room that's being heated, like a kitchen or something like that. And he says you should, when you go ahead and leave it out overnight outside in a situation where you couldn't put it in the martei, but you should leave it out outside. You got to be careful to come and put it back in the house. Kodim sheyizra hashemesh sif katan tes shal yischamu b'chol hashemesh, so it doesn't get warmed up in the sun. Says that we're talking about where the mayim is outside in a place where what? The makom shemesh olo, the place where the sun is at. Because if it's in a place where it's like covered and there's no sun, then you don't have to worry. Because the kalakos is coming up and simtav din tesiv alav einsham. Miu biyom amunan. However, on a cloudy day, bechol gav nitzarech l'dayik lachnisam kodesh jasas richa. If it's a cloudy day, you especially have to be careful to bring it into the house before sunrise. The yuma de'eva kula shimsha, because the day, a cloudy day, is viewed as like there's always shemesh there. Even if you might not feel as warm because of the shade, or it's not as purely sun, but in terms of the sun, it's viewed as like there's always like shemesh that's going to warm it up.
So now we continue on in the Ramah. Vim lo hechnisam bahashkama, vim lo amdu kol kach ad shehuchamu. Ramah says that if the individual did not take it out of the sun in the morning early. So in loha andu kolkach, if it did not stay out in the sun so long until it got warmed up, meaning he had it in his kli because he detached it, left it overnight, but now it's outside and now the sun's coming out and it's warming it up. If it's not in there so long outside when it's already morning for enough time for it to get warmed up, then ain't no mazik. It's not going to damage. It doesn't go ahead and automatically, if it's left outside for any amount of time by day in the morning, it's going to automatically be usher to use it. Ain't no mazik, he says. The Oser Tov, he says, la'midam tachas atikra, that the best thing is, when he leaves it out overnight, to keep it under some type of ceiling or awning, because maybe he will forget to bring it in the morning. And that's the best thing to go ahead and do. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and yud, ad shehu chamu. So, we're not concerned if he left it out for a little while outside in the morning, if it wasn't enough time for it to get really warm. The nasu poshrin, if it gets already lukewarm, that's already a problem. That's kahuchamu dami. That's considered like it got warmed up and heated up. We can look on like what's coming up in Sif Gimel, and that's already problematic. Uposhrin nikra kishnasu kechamimus harok. That's, poshrin is like the heat of saliva. That's how hot saliva is. So if you want to know what the heat of lukewarm is, put a thermometer in saliva. As long as it heats up a little bit, even if it did not yet reach the level of the warmth of saliva, you should not go ahead and knead with it. So it means the only time it's going to be okay if you left it out in the sun is if it was not out long enough to warm up at all. According to the Shari Tshuva, any amount of warming up is going to be a problem. And then he says, "Sifkat and Yudalef, eino mazik." It's not going to go ahead and damage. Afilu amdu b'shemesh, and this is even if it's standing out in the sun. Kol shelo huchma. If you feel like it has not yet gotten warmed up, then muter la'lush b'hem. If it's still cool, you do not have to worry, and you could go ahead and use it for lisha, for kneading. We continue on in the Ramah. When you go ahead and you transport the water under the sky, you should cover it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat in your days. Means when you're transporting the water in the morning, let's say from the cellar, the Beis HaLisha, the place where you're going to be kneading the dough, you don't want it to get warmed up, so you have to cover it. Says Achronim, right? Even when you originally detach it from the river and bring it into the house, even if it's already after Shkia at night, this is so nothing at all should fall into it. You want to cover it for a different reason. You want to cover it because you don't want anything falling into that water. And that's why the minhag is to actually go ahead and put the water through a white beged to go ahead and sift out any possible chomek that might have fell into the water. Sifkaton yud gimel, yesh le chasosan. You should go ahead and cover this water. The imoli chamayim, the kli is chuchis, and if you're transporting the water in glass, ein moel mashe v'chaser v'mala, it's not going to help just to go ahead and cover it on top. Ki yashemesh yuchal l'chamayim, because the sun can warm up derech oveyaz chuchis through the sides of the glass kli. Elam kein yichaser v'mala al anfanos. You have to go ahead and cover the walls of the glass kli as well if you're transporting it in a glass kli. Adkan.